worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Hello, traveler of the internet, and welcome to a freak accident. I am Crisco here by myself this episode because, it's Thanksgiving week. And every year, the crew decides to go our separate ways. We spend time with our families. We enjoy ourselves. We give ourselves a week off. I know, a horrible thing to think about for somebody who's a fanatical listener of this show. But lucky for you, we are not delivering you nothing. We're still giving you a new episode. Well, not a new episode, but we're still giving you content in the form of this, the best of a freak accident. And I'll explain what that is in just a second in case you've never listened to one of these before. First and foremost, though, our website is afreakaccident.com. Very easy to remember. It's named after the podcast. And our email, if you'd like to reach out, it is still operational. It wasn't for a while, so glad to say that, yeah, it works. Freaks at a freakaccident.com. Now, I mentioned, I'm Crisco. Normally, Lazy E, Kara, and Mickey would be here with me. This week, because it's a holiday, we took the week off, and we're bringing you a best of instead. So what this is we go back and we grab some of our favorite segments from episodes past, and we compile them into this, an individual episode. And the cool thing about that is, if you're new to the show, it gives you kind of like a, it's like a beer flight, but of podcast segments, if that makes any sense. I kind of like that metaphor. So it gives you that, a little sampling of what the show's about. And if you're a longtime listener, you might have even forgot that some of these segments even happen. So it gives you the chance to rehear them and hopefully laugh all over again along with us and find some enjoyment and entertainment in it. So we got five segments pulled from, we primarily stuck in 2019 this time. I am biased, but that was really a banger of a year for solid content, you know, before the world ended in 2020. But we got some great segments from yesteryear here for you to listen to. And I will also be giving you the episode dates so you can actually visit our podcast archive, go back and listen to the whole episode, get some context for maybe some of the things that are said. No point in waiting around any longer, though. Might as well dive right on into this, the best of a freak accident. And we are glad you're here.
Look up a freak accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at a freak accident.
This first segment takes us back to March of 2019, specifically the episode that was released on March 7th. There was a viral thing on the internet where people were trying to figure out if they could beat up a celebrity with the same name as them. We asked the exact same question, and some of us, I think, had a little bit more macho gusto than the others, but we'll see if you agree or disagree with this segment here on the best of a freak accident.
Get your gloves ready. We're going to fight.
So this was a topic on Twitter, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. It was a trending topic.
Yeah, it became such a fun bar conversation.
Yeah. And so the general gist of it is very simple. There's got to be somebody famous who shares your name.
And we want to know the most famous.
Do you think you could beat them up?
It's so stupid, but this is like, you're hanging out with your buddies. What do you talk about? This kind of stuff.
Now, with the exception of like Mickey Mouse, who's a cartoon and technically not real, So theoretically, Mickey could just tear up the film reel that he exists on, and
that's
oh, look,
true.
I
But
want,
there are people that have my actual spelling.
Okay.
That's what I was just looking at, because I couldn't remember.
Who are you,
I looked it up before, then I forgot. Mickey Moore, he's a basketball player
okay.
in North Carolina.
All right.
And still alive, and definitely I would not be able to beat him up.
Why is that? Why do you think not?
Way larger than I am.
You just sweep the leg. You've got the advantage.
Yeah, I don't think so.
She doesn't have the coordination.
Yeah, yeah. Two left feet going down.
Wait. Didn't you do roller derby?
Yeah.
She didn't say she was good at roller derby.
Fair enough.
Guess that's what? I played baseball. I wasn't good.
All right. So that's one Mickey. Are there any others, though?
There were a list.
Well,
let's
there were.
There was.
This one's dead. I could beat them up. Yeah.
Actually, no. Most of them are still alive, surprisingly.
Hey.
There's Mickey O.C. Burko, who's a Ghanaian-born actor. They're all guys. Like, I love how it states that Mickey is a female name.
Right.
But these are all guys. then we have Mickey Padilla, who is an American actress. So wait a minute. Hold on, that's a female.
I was going to say Mickey Rourke, but that's a different
spelling. Yeah, he's spelled differently.
He'd snap your neck, though.
She's Denver, but doesn't say what the hell she was in.
Oh, you could probably take her, though, then, right?
Yeah, easily.
Ah, there you go.
There's a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see him. Or her.
Her.
That's a her.
Yeah, I'm share shot right to the skull. Out in one blow. All right, what about you, E? What your actual name is first.
Okay, so Adam. So when we look at the Adams, the most famous ones, I mean, Adam West would have been an awesome one if he didn't die 2 years ago, but I still could have taken him. He's not really Batman.
He was Batman!
He was a TV character.
I watched him beat up many a thug on that show.
Yeah, well.
I think he would have given you a run for your money.
He would have said WAP, I would have ducked under those letters, and then I would have been fine. If you're old enough, you get that reference. So we got Adam Levine. Absolutely. Those terrible tattoos does not make you tough.
Yeah, right.
You're lanky. I could take you. I could.
Did you see that Super Bowl halftime show? Come on.
Yeah, I could take him.
Easy.
We also have Adam Lambert. Adam Brody, no. He's a surfer dude. Well, he's not a surfer.
He's probably too stupid to understand what pain is, so you'd hit him and he'd be like, bro, what's happening?
This is an interesting one. I think it would be a good fight. Me and Adam Scott.
Okay.
Adam
Who's
Scott.
That? He was like on Parks and Rec, right?
Look at the Adam Scott.
I don't know. Am I thinking of Adam McKay?
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, Adam Scott. You're thinking of the
No, that's the guy.
Yeah, okay. So I think it would be a good bout because we're built
kind of the same.
Like, I think height-wise, we're not too far from each other. So, I think that would be... Then the next two are dead. So, I'm good here. Next three, because Adam West is right next to him. Adam Ant, dead. Adam Yauch from the Beastie Boys, dead. So, you know, they're all dying. I'm trying to see if there's any really other... Wow. Really? There was two Beastie Boys named Adam? Huh.
How unoriginal.
I know. Wow, that's kind of amazing. No. he's from the streets. I can't do it.
Right, yeah.
I can't do it. And Adam Goldberg, the guy who made the Goldbergs, the TV show?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Look at as his life was.
Right.
I did not say words.
Look at as his life was.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, Adam Gontier from formerly of 3 Days Grace. Nope. I heard the anger in those songs. Not going to mess with it.
He's felt so much pain that he's got some despair, and he's going to take it out on you.
He'll put that 1X on my forehead.
So in my case, I actually know how to fight. I'm trained. So yeah. I think that gives me like an edge, you know, over some of these like Hollywood actor types who like, you know, may look real nice. But like, can you actually throw a punch? I don't know. I know I can. But I don't know about, like, you know, Chris Pine, for instance.
I would think they would know how to, seeing as they have to exercise so much.
Here's the... What?
You know that they don't actually fight in movies, Mickey, right? They fake
it. No, I know they do, but I'm saying their exercise regimen, a lot of them do like boxing and karate and whatever else.
Just usually preparing for a role.
Not always.
I exercise too, though.
Here's the problem.
Yeah, look at that. Nothing to say.
There's the X factor with Chris Pine. He would look at you with those dreamy eyes. You'd get caught up in it. Down.
Plus, he's freaking Captain Kirk. So he would just, you know, give me that old school judo chop that he used on the Gorn and just take me out with that.
Pinch your neck and done.
Spock did that. That wasn't Kirk.
So sorry.
Wow. Chris Pine I could take. Chris Hemsworth?
No, you cannot.
He's Thor. He can lift that hammer. He'd probably give me a run for my money.
He's not just Thor. He lives Thor. The guy is built.
Yeah.
And he dealt with Miley Cyrus. He deals with Miley.
Wait, no, that was Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, then you can't beat up him because he deals with so much hell.
My name isn't Liam. It's Chris.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But he knows that.
By the way, yeah, my name's Chris. Did anybody not figure that out yet?
No.
No. Yeah, yeah, we figured that out. I didn't know till now, but...
So that Chris Pratt wouldn't want to because he's amazing.
And again, he would look at you with those dreamy eyes. Yeah,
his dreamy eyes would just completely captivate me and I would be rendered powerless.
Yeah. And then he'd kiss you. And you'd die.
Of happiness.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
What other? There's a bunch of Chris's in Hollywood too.
But what
there?
Is the it's most like, famous?
That's the most famous is probably Chris Pratt. Like I said, he would easily best me because
of all time,
I would be blinded by his gorgeous face and wouldn't be able to.
I'm trying to think of all time though. Would he be the most famous of all time? Like putting Chris actors.
I'm gonna put famous Chris's.
Yeah, yeah. See if there's a more famous. Because really,
or
the,
Christopher. What about Christopher Walken?
Oh, I would cripple him. You, I would bust both of his
you
knees.
You would not, because he's so weird.
Chris Rock, yes, absolutely. Chris O'Donnell, yes, you were the less good Robin. Yeah, that's right. I actually rated Burt Ward higher than Chris O'Donnell.
But that's the thing. The whole question was the most famous. We went down a whole bunch of them, but that's tough. I mean, it is. It's a funny, though, conversation. To have.
Why isn't this list dropping now?
I don't know.
Because it doesn't like you.
We also have some on Facebook.
We do. We had some of our listeners weigh in on this topic of discussion.
Let's see if I'm still logged.
Come on, give me more Chris's.
There's none more.
How many of these people's faces can I turn into paste?
I'm just trying. Well,
Christopher
Cross.
Maloney, yes. Christopher Plummer, absolutely. Christopher Lee, he's dead. Chris Knopf, yeah, I could probably take him. Chris Tucker, absolutely. What's he done?
Made a lot of money.
Chris Farley, dead. So, yeah, easy.
Yeah, he's bones now.
Kick over his tombstone. I don't know. The most famous, though, the number one on the list is Chris Pratt.
Okay.
So, and I mean, if we're going, journey. And Chris Pine is second. Chris Pine I could definitely take. Chris Pratt, probably, like I said, I wouldn't want to. I'd be blinded by his beautiful face, and then I would just crumble. So yeah. he could take me easily.
Absolutely.
He would beat the crap out of me and I wouldn't stop him.
Yeah.
Because it would that whole time I would be close to him and that's all that I would want. So yeah, he could take me for sure.
So let's check out our Facebook.
Yes.
All right. So first one we have is from Nancy. She goes, "My first thought was Nancy Reagan, but since she's deceased, I choose Nancy Pelosi. I figured since she's almost 79 years old, I would have a fighting chance."
Yeah, fair enough. Did you see the hate in her eyes when she was looking at Trump?
Yeah, she has the hate of 1,000 suns.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I was going to say, she might be able to smack you down with words.
Yeah, she's like old, like bent steel is what she is.
I love this one. Cobbler, the loyal listener, his name's Brandon. And he goes, "Wide receiver Brandon Marshall. Nope, not going to happen." We also have Kathy Donnelly, who says, "Kathy Griffin, F yeah."
Yeah.
So it doesn't just sound like she can, she wants to.
Yeah.
We have Scully. We actually have Scully.
Whose first name is Kelly.
This is Kelly. She goes for Kelly Clarkson. And yes, she could take her. You want to end up the last two?
Yeah, sure. Ross says Ross Perot. Absolutely. Hell, I don't even know if he's still alive.
That's a good question.
I don't know if Ross Perot is alive.
You do the next
one.
I'm looking him up.
Okay. And then Mariah says, Mariah Carey, abso-bleepin-lutely, stuck-up biatch.
Woo!
Looks like Ross Perot is still alive.
So you could take him, Ross. You could end him.
But he has the money to end you.
He's a politician. Well, so yeah.
That's what I was just going to say. What other things do you want me to explain?
He could get El Chapo to sick hitman.
Yeah.
Because as we know, all of the people in our government are working for El Chapo.
Yep.
Yeah. That's how they get their back.
And his alligator sidekick, El Chompo.
Chompo.
So, you can still weigh in. You know, I got no problem revisiting this on a future
love it.
Show. Freaksandafreakaccident.com. Famous person with your name.
Yeah, look us up on Facebook.
Yeah.
The best of a freak accident. Abraham Lincoln once said, whatever you are, be a good one. Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
Soldiering on here on the best of A Freak Accident. You know, people who live in the United States, we take a lot of things for granted that we see in movies and television shows that reflect our culture, our way of life. A lot of people elsewhere in the world see things that we do or say or ways that we act in films specifically, and it confounds them. So this was actually a segment from January 24th, 2019, things Americans do in movies that confuse people around the world.
Get your popcorn, and Diet Coke,
less calories,
and take your seat,
silence your phones.
I love the movies, we all love the movies, except maybe Mickey. I think she only likes some movies, not all. Yeah.
What's this dark place that has big screen?
But there's a lot of different... There's big cultural divides in the world. You may not necessarily realize it because we can kind of tend to be insulated in our respective societies.
The one time I noticed movies were different was when I lived in Texas. I lived right near a Bollywood theater.
Okay.
And I went to one of their movies that had the subtitles, obviously.
Right.
And just what they found entertaining.
Yeah, dude.
It's so different. Even, really, you go to England.
Oh, yeah.
Their humor is so dry sometimes that I don't understand it.
Yeah, very different. Very different. And that's the thing. Like, we tend to take certain things for granted, too, like certain behaviors, too.
Yeah.
I mean, both here and elsewhere.
Sure.
And that's more than evident in this list, which is 10 things Americans do in movies that confuse people around the world. We'll start at number 10 and work our way down to number 1. Number 10, always having a bag of frozen peas in the freezer, but never to eat, just to put on bruises.
Mm-hmm. That was especially in, like, the older, like, 70s, 80s.
Okay.
Yeah, anytime a kid got hurt, here's a bag of peas.
Or, like, a steak.
Yeah.
See, that is not as familiar to me. Like, I never had, like, the frozen peas. Like, that wasn't, like, the go-to thing was, like, grab the peas. You know, it was more like just throw an ice pack on it.
Oh, I remember when I was little.
Yeah, we had peas.
Yeah.
I got to remember, I'm still younger than you guys.
Or the freeze pops. When I smashed my face when I was a kid, that's what I had was freeze pops in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
We didn't have any of those fancy
ice packs.
Like, we didn't have ice back then, Crisco.
This is interesting, okay, because it is such a cultural thing in the United States. Number 9, obsessing about the prom and viewing it as a key milestone in life.
I did not know that wasn't anywhere else.
Oh, like yeah, we are like all by ourselves on that.
So to the point where we're the only ones who have a prom?
I doubt that.
Or are we the only ones who obsess about it like we do? Like it's some magical night?
I don't know that. Not. I don't think any place else does prom. Like,
Interesting. Because that's the thing. It's like. Around here, it's like, oh, it's such a magical night, you know, and everything else. Like, when realistically, you're dancing in the school cafeteria, and then you're going to go try to lose your virginity at the Red Roof Inn.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, how magical.
Yeah.
It's not a beautiful so moment.
Right, yeah, okay.
But they also, people around here, and this is probably what they mean by it, some girls treat that like a wedding.
Yeah.
Let's get a dress that's $5 million. All right. Sweet. Let's get that picture you're going to throw away in like 5 years.
Yeah, with that guy that you're never going to remember after you graduate.
Yeah.
Most likely. Number 8 is always having a baseball bat handy around the house for when you hear a noise.
Yep.
Classic, you're going through the house with the bat. I mean, isn't that the most American thing ever, though?
Yeah.
When you need to bludgeon someone to death, what do you use? Baseball. America's sport.
What do you eat afterwards? Apple pie.
Right. And a hot dog.
That's your victory meal.
I mean, well, in England, do they even play baseball? They have cricket.
Well, they play baseball, too.
Do they?
Yeah.
They can't be any good, though.
I don't
Prove me wrong, England. Freaks at a freakaccident.com. But they play cricket over there, right?
Yeah, it takes like 5 days.
And lacrosse. So they have just like giant sticks and paddles. Not necessarily bats, though.
Yeah, but they're probably a little more heavy duty than a bat, if not about the same.
Well, then again, Shaun of the Dead, right? He was clobbering zombies with the cricket paddle.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
I don't think anybody had a baseball bat, but he was doing some damage with that thing. Number 7 is drinking out of red Solo cups at parties. What do you drink out of then?
A cup.
Well, no, but
the skulls of your enemies.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I didn't think that was that weird. That's just a cheap cup.
Yeah, it's a throwaway party cup. You get it because it's easier than carrying a box of glasses out into the woods.
Yeah.
Well, the rest of the world is losing. They're paying that much or glass. They're washing that much. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Agreed. Dummies.
Number 6 is going out for ice cream constantly. Is ice cream like a weird delicacy kind of thing in other countries? That's not necessarily like a go-to dessert?
It may not be one of those things where there's ice cream shops everywhere, you know, like, oh my God, let's go to, you know, Snack Shack or whatever.
But I mean, like, maybe it's more like, oh, like when we think of dessert here, we think of ice cream or ice cream related stuff. Whereas over there, maybe they're more into like croissants. Or like
gelatos.
Gelatos. Yeah. Or like a cannoli, you know, elsewhere. I mean, something like that.
Crumpets.
Sure. Mm. Yeah, there you go. Number 5 is always having a big bowl of salad on the dinner table that's mostly just lettuce.
There's sometimes tomatoes.
You have that, you have like the giant bowl that you pass around, and then you scoop some of it out onto your plate. That's unusual.
Listen, they do that in Italy. I've been to Olive Garden.
Oh, boy.
What do you mean that's mostly just lettuce, too? Like, what else do you put in your salad? Like, it's going to have to be mostly lettuce leaves, right?
You could do, like, spinach or arugula. Well, okay, like,
but
carrots and onions.
Doesn't that still technically qualify as lettuce? Or are they saying specifically, like, somebody chopping up a head of iceberg lettuce and throw it in a bowl?
Well, maybe they mean
usually
that salad.
It's just iceberg lettuce.
Yeah.
Fruit salad, maybe they mean? Well,
that's the thing. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. 4, eating out of Chinese takeout boxes. What do you do with your Chinese? Put it on a plate? Like some kind of animal?
This is like the Solo cup. You're wasting so much water.
Yeah, and time and energy.
Yeah.
Just eat it out of the box. That's why they give it to you like that.
It's what it's made for.
Plus, it's such like a power poverty.
Oh, yeah,
isn't
it?
It's like,
listen, if we're going to be poor, at least let us have our power.
Yeah,
right. Eating out of a box.
Yeah, I don't have to run the water. I don't have to do any work. I just get to eat my food and fall asleep.
And if they deliver it on you, not to change my pants. This is the greatest day ever.
Number 3, ending phone calls without saying bye.
That happens. Listen to how many times this happens in movies.
You just let me know if you're going to leave town.
Okay.
Make sure they pick it up, right? We'll see you in a few.
I'll pick it up later, all right?
All right, I'll be here till 6.
Good.
I'll be waiting.
Yeah, I'll be at practice.
All these movies.
Let me see what I can do. I'll get back to you.
All right, I'll get back to you later on.
All right, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's in all these movies, no one says bye.
I'm picturing Bill Murray's brother in Christmas Vacation. Get me somebody. Anybody. Get me somebody while I'm waiting.
Click. That's the thing that nobody ever just says bye.
I think it happens. Probably just, I don't know, maybe it's like a politeness thing elsewhere, like you have to say bye or else you're considered rude.
Mm.
That's kind of, this is an old reference, and I'm sure it confused foreigners when it was, you know, landlines were more of a thing. You remember when people would hang up on a phone, you'd hear the dial tone at the other end? It's like, it doesn't work that way. When you hang up, there's no dial tone. It's when you hang up again and pick up.
Yeah, it drops the call now. Yeah.
Well, no. Even back then, there were no dial tones.
Oh, okay.
Afterwards, that's something they added into movies for some reason. Like if someone hung up the phone on you and you were still on the line, you didn't hear a dial tone.
I used to.
That's not how it worked. Any phone I had, it never did. You heard it after you hung up and picked up again. That's not how old phones worked.
I have no idea. I do not remember that.
Used to be the funny thing about it.
I do remember that, but whatever. Number two, eating huge amounts of meatloaf.
You hungry? Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
Chaz, I think I'm okay. I had a bite right before I came over. Thank you.
You sure? You know what? I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf.
You want some?
Yes. I knew you'd go. Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf! Ma, the meatloaf!
It's Wedding Crashers.
Yes.
Okay.
It's one of the greatest scenes. Ma, the meatloaf!
I mean, who doesn't love meatloaf, though? What do you do? What do you eat, like, little cubes of meatloaf as opposed to just a giant loaf of it?
Spam.
Egg, cheese, sausage, and Spam! We've got Spam, Spam, Spam!
Yeah.
The thing is, though, like, meatloaf is, I think, a very American thing.
It could be.
It's the ultimate comfort. Hey, what do you make today? I got some meat, meatloaf.
It is a lazy frigging meal to make.
But it's so good.
It really is. Like, you just, you throw a bunch of meat and breadcrumbs and everything else into a pan and throw it in the oven. Yeah, you're done. Number one, obsessively caring about Halloween. Halloween apparently not that freaking popular elsewhere in the world.
Yeah, we're a little special over here.
We find any reason to, like, drink and look ridiculous. St. Patty's
Perfect.
Day. Yeah. St. Patty's Day. We dress in green and kilts, even though it's Scottish, and drink.
And well, yeah, some Irish wear kilts. That's a thing. It's a Celtic thing.
Okay, sure.
I think that's a Scottish. Well, it's originally a Scottish thing.
Maybe.
What I'm trying to say is you dress in green, you drink, and then Halloween, you dress up in a skanky outfit, you drink.
Fourth of July, you explode things, drink.
Oh, it's the day before.
You wear your flag as like a hat.
Yeah. It's the day before Thanksgiving. Let's everybody wear turkey-related stuff and drink.
Christmas, Santa hat, drink.
Yep.
It's all we want. Costumes and drinking.
Yeah, we just want to drink. New Year's, dress in a tuxedo, drink.
Put a hat on, have noisemakers, drink.
Right.
Man.
Easter, eggs,
dress
drinking.
Up really nice.
Yeah. Tax day.
Yeah, and blessed. And blessed
before
sausage.
Tax day.
Yeah. After tax day, definitely.
Tax day, I dress in my favorite anxiety and I drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when I drink more poor.
You know, I love like you think like Memorial Day, right? Like yes, these freezer section hot dogs are to honor the fallen service members of our country.
Of course. And drink.
It's the best of a freak accident. Do you enjoy listening to a freak accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit afreakaccident.com and make some more mistakes.
Again, keeping it in 2019. This time, though, we're going to April. April 4th. This segment was hysterical. There's something on Twitter. People were debating about which... And whenever these things happen, there's never really an explanation as to why or how it got started, but people were arguing about which Sesame Street character would be best to be stranded on a desert island with. So we get some of the original input from the original Twitter conversation. We asked our listeners to weigh in. We did a listener active, and we offer our own points of view on the subject matter as well. So which Sesame Street character would you want to get stranded with? It's on now on the Best of a Freak Accident. So this is specifically Sesame Street and not the Muppets.
Yes.
Even though the Sesame Street characters are in fact Muppets.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. Sesame Street characters are Muppets, but Muppets aren't Sesame Street characters.
Right. Yeah. Weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a weird, what is that, Venn diagram of something?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Anyway, the question that was on Twitter was Sesame Street themselves asked, people which one of the characters they would take on a deserted island, and the debate got heated, as things on the internet tend to.
Well, when it's such an easy question, everybody has seen Sesame Street, and it's a goofy idea.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to chime in on this.
Okay. So Joss Whedon weighed in.
Oh, boy.
And he said, ever heard of Super Grover, you idiots? He's going to get stuff done. Planes will see him in his cape and Roman helmet or whatever it was. He's enthused. He'll do all the cooking for sure and will provide a good amount of food when you kill and or eat, not like scrawny Elmo. See, everybody's sharing on the Elmo hate, though.
Well, because it was because that Tickle Me Elmo, it got so annoying, that laugh.
Yep.
Look, Elmo is adorable. But that is about the extent of his powers. Yeah. He has nothing to offer beyond his cuteness. And that's it.
And you don't want to deal on a deserted island? Nah.
Yeah, I don't want to hear your jokes. I don't want to hear that laugh. Get away from me or I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
I'm going to smash your skull with a coconut.
And then you'll be alone again.
Right. We also had someone whose name is just April.
O'Neill?
It's got a check mark next to it.
Fools.
So, who?
Ah, April Fools.
Ah, she said Grover, and it's not even close. Elmo, God love him, would become super annoying quickly, asking way too many questions. Cookie Monster's got blood sugar. He's got diabetes, so his blood sugar's gonna get low, and he becomes hangry, and it's a wrap. Oscar would complain the whole time and wouldn't lift a single finger to help. This is science.
Wow.
Everybody seems to be agreeing that Grover's the way to go. The whole Super Grover alter ego came up a couple of different times.
He's also
different people.
Probably the most tame,
I suppose. He's also got mad rap skills, according to someone named Paige Boniker or Bochner, and superpowers. So there you go. I won't eat all the food. Questlove chimed in. He chimed in. Grover and Elmo asked too many dumb questions and don't want to find out that Cookie is an omnivore on a deserted island. So I'll pick Oscar because he won't nag me.
So have you thought about this, Crisco?
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Okay. I actually saw the name Elon and I was like, Elon Musk? I'm like, no, it's just Elon James White. I don't care about that.
No.
No, for me, it would probably definitely be Big Bird. Because think of all the chicken wings you could get out of him when you kill him. Because that's what I'm thinking about. Like, if I'm on a desert island with somebody, it is survival of the fittest. You are going to die so that I can eat you. So Big Bird would probably, because of his sheer size and mass and the fact that he's obviously made of chicken, is the perfect one to have. Because you could subsist on that supply for probably a substantial amount of time.
The problem is he's so big, he might kill you.
No.
You've never seen a mad Big Bird.
I'm too fast. And his neck is long enough that I could just ring it and it'd be no problem.
He'll fly above you and go,
He can't fly. He's too top heavy. Or bottom heavy.
How do you know?
I've seen him. Have you seen the shape of that dude?
But you don't know he can't fly?
I'm fairly certain he is completely flightless.
I thought that he flew in a couple episodes.
Oh, crap.
Well, then, you know what? He could just carry me on his gigantic feet and fly me off that island then. So, bam, I'm still correct.
Mickey.
Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, you stole mine.
Oh, really?
What's your reason?
Now, yeah, why?
Because he's a scavenger. He collects everything, and he also knows how to build things.
Yeah, but he probably hates everybody, though, including you.
Fine.
So he's not going to share any of that crap.
We'll get there.
You see, I have a different...
I thought she was going to say because he's the most like her, and so they could empathize, and there's company that you wouldn't hate to have.
I have a different reason for Oscar the Grouch. Yeah, there are people saying, oh, he complains all the time. Listen, he's homeless. He knows how to live in this type of circumstance. He's lived in a garbage can.
Yeah, but look at all the crap he's got in there, though.
That's what I'm saying.
He's got a mansion in there. It's like a pocket dimension that he sneaks into, like the TARDIS.
So a homeless guy who turned green and hairy somehow made a mansion in a garbage can. That's the guy you want on a deserted island.
What do you think he could do with a couple of coconuts? Look what they did on Gilligan's Island. That dude's going to be able to build a rocket ship.
Exactly. Oscar the Grouch is the way to go.
It's not a bad line of reasoning.
I'd also like to note that you can't eat any of the Muppets.
You don't know that. Have you tried?
They're Muppets. They're made out of foam.
Yeah, but you can't prove a negative, okay? So you don't know. they're not made of foam. They're real characters in real life. You know what, Mickey? You know what? I'll kill the human being that's inside the Big Bird costume and eat them.
Oh, don't eat human. You can't come back from that.
I'm okay with that. I'm on a desert island. That's, who cares?
No, but you, if you get out, that thirst.
Well, then guess what? Hannibal becomes real. It's fine.
All right. Well, what did our listeners say?
Chelsea said The Count.
Ooh. That's an odd one. Didn't expect that.
Right?
He seems like he could come up with a catchy song at any time. I'll need entertainment as I slowly slip into madness.
Fair point.
1, 2, 3 coconuts. Then we had Sherm. That's the first name, Sherm.
All right, Sherm.
All right. And said, Big Bird, delicious. Somebody who agrees.
Okay.
Sherm, you get me. You get me. Leslie said, Abby. Who the hell is
That's
Abby?
That's a new one.
Oh, God. They don't even count.
No, they do.
No, the count counts. Yeah, they
that's
do
true.
Not. That
no, his, everybody counts on that
They
show.
Aren't infringing on his turf. She says Abby because she could use her wand to get us off the island. That seems like a cop-out.
Yeah.
Well, you just said Big Bird could fly you off.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking. She said that. I wasn't thinking about his capability to fly. I was just thinking, there's chicken in that bird, and I'm going to have me some dinner.
Well, he's not chicken.
He's
a bird.
What is he then?
He's
a cockatiel?
A big bird.
He's probably everything tastes like chicken. All birds taste like chicken. That's just facts.
Let's put that. That's the next thing we're all doing right on the show.
Mickey,
she's gonna paint us with stuff, and then we're gonna eat different birds.
Mickey, I command you to hunt me a pigeon and bring it here so that I might eat it and determine whether or not it is chicken-like.
Pigeon?
Yeah.
That's the rat of New York.
That's what I'm saying. That's like the most unchicken-like bird you could possibly think of. So if it tastes like chicken, then proof positive of my theory.
It's not wrong.
Yeah.
Next bird. Mark down this. Mark down this date. Oh, my God. You're not wrong. You just said that to Crisco.
About a pigeon.
Doesn't matter. It's anything.
James says Big Bird with a nice glaze. Glaze.
Jeez.
And then he puts gargle sounds. Like, you made it weird, bro. Why did you take it that way?
He's Homer Simpson.
Still, he agrees. Richard also agrees. Big Bird, he knows how to make nests. I don't know how that's going to help you on a desert island.
Well, no, because then you have a place to sleep.
If I can climb up in the tree, like, I can't fly up there.
But he'll build it on the ground for you.
Maybe.
Or no, he could fly you up to the nest.
Good point. Yeah, and then we could spoon inside the bird nest.
Then he's just sitting there going, hey, Crisco, what are you doing?
Why did he become Michael Jackson?
Oh, he's spooning you. It happens.
Oh, man. Leaving the island.
Yeah, leaving Sesame Street.
Elizabeth says Abby because of the magic wand. Liquid. Liquid Lock is this person's name.
All right.
Big Bird, more meat. Amen.
Wow, a lot of people want to go for the cannibalism. Well, not cannibalism. You're not a bird. So.
Richard says, breaking the fourth wall, if I stepped inside Big Bird, I'd be able to watch television.
Because he used to have a television in there, the guy who played Big Bird, I believe.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Word. Abby or Zoe says Nafisa. Joseph says, Big Bird, he can fly. So there was somebody who was thinking along Mickey's line of thought.
Sure.
Just fly right on out of there. Jeremy says, the big yellow chicken.
Oh, he's a chicken.
See, I just said he's chicken. You didn't believe me, but you'll believe Jeremy.
Well, yeah, because I know your thought processes. I don't know his.
Oh, Caitlin says, Snuffleupagus.
Oh.
Mammoth-sized mammoth chow.
No, but
again, with eating them.
Depression, though. That thing is depressed.
Yeah, so you just end his suffering and then you feast. Makes sense.
But then you don't have a friend on the island.
I don't need a friend on the island. I've got myself. I'm plenty entertaining. Especially once the voices kick in. They understand me. Cynthia says, that elephant guy, he can knock trees down for me and be my ride across the island.
That's the most blue-collar answer I've ever heard. That elephant guy Sesame Street.
Yeah, I'm on that elephant.
The one who's on the corner.
LeBron says Big Bird. Angeli says the count, he could turn me immortal. Already he's a vampire. And then we can turn
That's sick.
And then we can turn into bats and fly off the island.
Why hasn't anybody ever thought about that about the count besides her?
Yeah.
Like, he might kill everybody on Sesame Street.
No, he must have, because they have to suck blood to survive, right? That's where Gordon went. Big Bird, because if I get hungry, I just cook him, says Dolores.
Seems to be the popular answer.
Crystal says Big Bird. Catherine says Big Bird can reach the coconuts. Snuffle, I can ride around on. You only get to pick one, though, so choose. Mario says Enrique.
Iglesias?
I mean, I know he's Muppet-ish, but I don't think he's on Sesame
that
Street.
That must be another guy that...
Another new one.
Yeah.
Zach says Cookie Monster because he could eat all the dangerous bugs.
Ooh.
Yeah, just tell him.
They're not cookies.
You just tell him that. He's not
so
smart.
Yeah, but I think Cookie Monster just kind of eats everything.
I thought he only ate cookies.
No, I think when he thinks that it's a cookie, he'll still eat it.
Have him eat you a hole through the earth so that you can hopefully find something on the other side.
But here's my problem. If there's food, he's going to eat it all.
Probably.
So you're not going to have any food.
Konar the Barbarian points out, Cookie Monster, all the cookies I can eat. But he doesn't magically create supplies of cookies out of his, you know, thin air.
No, but he probably knows how to make them. But the problem is, he will eat them all. He will eat everything.
Cookies. Mason says Big Bird because he's so funny. Lachelle says Cookie Monster. We go be effing cookies up together.
That's those gangsta cookie monster. Yo, man, we're going to be dropping some cookies.
And Joanne St. Pierre?
My grandmother.
Okay, says Cookie Monster, I won't go hungry. But again, he doesn't magically create cookies, and it's not like he's like...
He's not going to share. Look at the show.
Right.
He doesn't share.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a crack addict. Look at his eyes.
Cookie addict.
Well, no, he's a coke... He does coke, and then he goes...
Yeah, no, it's crack. It's actually crack. They just make it look like cookies so that the children won't be frightened.
Yeah.
It's crack,
no,
though. That is a crack addiction that he has.
We don't know what's in the cookies.
I know what's in the cookies.
Crack.
Right. We just said that.
I know.
Weigh in yourself. We don't care. Freaks at freakaccident.com. Which Muppet from Sesame Street would you pick to live on the island with you, and why?
Oh, better yet... Email us, which one of us would you rather be on a deserted island with?
I don't want to know that answer.
I do.
Well, no, because I don't want to know which of our listeners I'm going to have to kill and eat. Like, I really don't want to know that.
Freaks at a freakaccident.com. Okay, know your fate with ours.
All right, fair enough.
You're listening to the best of A Freak Accident. Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well... probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
Let's face it, when you're a kid, you can believe some really ridiculous things. Embarrassing things, as a matter of fact. We took a gander at some facts that were very easy to believe as kids, but now that we're adults, it's kind of embarrassing to think that the fact that we actually believed this stuff. It's a whole segment's worth of that coming to you from March 28th, 2019, now on the Best of a Freak Accident.
It's not nice to tell lies. It's not nice to tell lies. You'll be called a liar. You'll be called a liar. Don't make it a habit. Don't make it a habit. Or you will repent. Or you will repent.
That's a little kid song.
Yeah. You repent in sackcloth and ashes.
But that's a problem. Parents always
lie. Less hellfire before you.
Parents always lie to kids, which is where we get to this.
Yeah, I mean, this was a question. It was on Reddit. What is the most embarrassing fact you believed as a kid? And it uses the word fact loosely in terms of, like, what was the most embarrassing thing you thought was true and it ended up not being true. Do we have any here at the table? I know, Lazy E, you said you could think of one.
Yeah, I have two. One, it was only when I was really younger and it was just my grandma playing me against my parents, specifically my dad.
Okay.
She convinced me that she was younger than my dad. And I swear to you, I believed it. My dad tried to tell me it can't be possible. I, like, cried. I was like,
you couldn't figure it out.
Because my grandma can't lie to me.
She did.
Yeah, and that blew my mind.
Yeah.
That's when I realized the world is a sick place. But the other one that I realized on this show when you told me, Crisco, was that I believed up until, you know, we were doing the show, I think last year, I thought you lost more heat from your
hands and your head.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I was told forever.
Yeah.
Sure.
And it really isn't true.
Yeah, really, it's just like an excuse for, you know, your mom to get you to wear a hat when you go outside in the wintertime.
She got me for 35 years. Not going on 36, Mom.
Yeah.
Not going on 36.
Yeah. So I guess that works. For me, I can't think of any that I consider embarrassing other than, like, the one... And I don't think this is embarrassing, but it was something that I always believed to be true until I found out as I grew older that is, in fact, not the case.
The world is round. That was it.
No, wasn't thinking that. No, I was thinking more so when you pay into Social Security, I thought the whole thing was your Social Security number was like a bank account with your name on it and your number assigned to it. And so when they were taking out Social Security, it was going into your Social Security account so that when you retire, the government then says, okay, here's your balance from all that Social Security. We took out all those paychecks and you use your Social Security number to activate it and to go in and access those funds. Now, here's
it's
the thing.
It's a giant pool.
Realistically, that would be a great idea, but... in practice, that's not what happens. Yeah, it just goes into a giant slush fund, which the government just goes in there and takes money out of it all the time anyway to spend on any number of ridiculous nonsense. So, but I thought for the longest time that that's what it was. I didn't realize that, oh, no, the people who right now are paying into Social Security are paying for that ridiculous government nonsense and also the old people that are alive right now. It was like when I was in junior high or whatever, it was like, oh, well, so when Social Security runs out, and I was like, how can it run out? It's just sitting in my bank account. It's waiting for me to collect it. And it's like, oh, this is how it works? That seems incredibly stupid.
It seems almost illegal.
I do like your plan, though. That was good.
We should change it to that.
I'm okay with that.
My plan is way better. Yeah. It's like a forced savings account.
Yeah.
It's like forced retirement. That would make way more sense than whatever the hell we're doing now.
It's not going to change.
No, it's not. I don't.
And Mickey, we know yours. You just realized seeing an X-rated movie with your mother is not a good idea?
No, I'm still okay with it. You keep trying.
That's not going to...
Yeah, no. Some from this Reddit thread. One of the top comments was, I took oral sex a bit too literally, as in talking sex.
Oh, that was
just saying sex things.
Is that like the joke where I wanted to give a BJ and all I did was blow?
yeah, probably.
So, just to let you know, somebody, like, as this show history dictates, someone takes this fun question and ruins it with sadness. Just to let you know, that's going to happen.
Oh, in the comments from our listeners?
Yeah.
Oh, of course they do.
Because they take
they can't help themselves.
They make it sad.
They're a morbid, depressed group of people.
Well, you'll know when you get to it.
Well, they listen to this show. Of course they're depressed. Anyway, some more from this Reddit thread. And that top comment, by the way, was from... Oh, that name is boring. this next one's from... that once a girl gets her period for the first time, she has it every day for the rest of her life. It's just perpetual.
That's the whole name.
No, that's...
That wasn't the Reddit name. That was what they believed.
At first, I was thinking the same thing as Mickey, and then I was like, I realized where you're going.
The light bulb did not come on. Nope.
That's the name, and now we'll go with what she said. No, but that's terrible. You wouldn't live. You would die.
This person says, the way my dad explained recycling to me when I was 3, for the longest time, I thought it was like a trading system.
Okay.
I lived in China at the time, so the only recycling bin I ever saw was a big one at my school. I remember the school announcing its installation, which then prompted me to ask my dad what it was. He explained it as a special box where you put things, and then somebody else takes it and turns it into something new. I thought that the something new was something I got to have. I remember my dad putting newspaper in the recycling and me checking the bin every day to see where my something new was.
Oh, that's sad.
You know what's even more sad is when you find out that most of the stuff that you put in the recycling bin just ends up in the dump anyway.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. You got to get to our listeners made some good ones.
We'll get there. I'm looking at a couple of these... okay, I thought that the pictures on the side of the U-Haul trucks were rented specifically because someone was moving to that state. Didn't realize they were random until I was probably 15.
Oh.
That was Adam Deluxe Edition.
Ooh, the Deluxe Edition. Extra features.
In elementary school, up until about fourth grade, I was convinced that Thomas Edison had invented the spoon. I don't know how you get that.
Someone probably told him and he just never checked.
Maybe.
That's what happens with a lot of
things. That's usually how these things happen, isn't it?
And you just assume that's right. You never have a reason to look that up again.
Yeah.
I thought windmills used electricity to produce wind, not the other way around.
Oh, no.
They're the only reason wind exists. Windmills. Wind didn't exist before we had them. It's a new thing.
As a kid, I believed garbage and litter caused tornadoes.
Oh, that came from Al Gore.
The pool light is a trap door leading to the ocean, and sharks can come through it.
Isn't that a movie?
Maybe. It was a Twilight Zone episode,
I think.
Something
so, yeah.
Very similar
that
to that, anyway.
Probably that person watched it at a young age.
Yep.
If I watched a TV show for 8-plus-year-olds when I was 7, the police would come get me. If you watch certain things with your parents, though, the police might come get you, just for different reasons.
Yeah, Mickey.
This was some of your reactions, though, our listeners. Richard Special. That's his last name.
Special.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
He said that grown-ups knew what they were doing. Yeah.
Actually, no, that's absolutely true.
Yeah, you thought like you could always trust a grown-up. Grown-ups were smart.
Mm-mm.
Then you grew up, and yeah. Then you realize you're dumb,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you grew up, and you realize, oh, I'm an adult now, and I have no clue what I'm doing. Keith says that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Oh, no.
I've heard enough people say that over the years. I never thought that.
I always thought of it as a joke, but I'm thinking it happened at an early age, and no one explained the joke.
Yeah, yeah, the aunt or uncle who had way too much fun with the little kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rose says, I used to believe that I was a bad kid because Santa only gives toys to good kids, and I got a broom and dustpan when my foster siblings got all the toys I'd asked for.
That's a little rough.
That's sad.
That's one of the sad ones.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Why are you guys such downers?
Yeah.
Matthew says that I could live the American dream. The hell's wrong with you people?
Yeah.
This is a good one. Manny, that having the dome lights on while driving was illegal. I thought that.
I thought that too. I thought that today. Oh my God. Manny, you saved me.
I remember my dad telling me that. I don't know if it was just because he didn't want me screwing with the lights while he was driving. That's probably what it was.
Parents, once again, disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't know what they're doing. Carlos says that if I ate too much candy, I was going to die. I never ate candy again until I was like 14.
Oh, your parents are awful.
Josh says that I had parents that loved me.
There it is.
Ouch.
There it is.
You people really do leave sad, sad, sad lives.
That's why they're interacting with us.
Right, that's why they're here, because we bring them a spark of joy, I hope.
Yeah. Or maybe we're just another disappointment.
Brandon says that French kissing girls got them pregnant. Step on a crack and you'll break your mother's back. So I stepped on all of them whenever I was upset. Didn't work until she turned 50. That came from Art.
Oh, Art, you're a sick man.
He's a work of art. Justine says that babies just magically appeared in women's stomachs whenever they hung out with their husband. I think, like, we all thought something to that extent before we got the talk and realized how things work, though. I mean, Mickey, I'm sure you learned, like, the moment you could comprehend speech. That was probably the first conversation you ever had with your parents.
We were pretty open, yeah.
I learned it because when I was kindergarten, my friend's dad got drunk and told us.
There you go.
Marco says that Christopher Columbus had 3 sailing boats. The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. He probably had more than that, right?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I'm not up on my Columbus history.
Yeah.
That birth control was women Viagra.
Oh, that's a disappointment.
Michael says that Santa watched me pee.
Ooh.
You know what? That is a sick thought that I had as a kid. I was like, he watches me all the time. I was terrified at some points.
Yeah. And then Cooper rounds us out by saying, I burned myself on an old-fashioned stove, and between infancy and age like 10, I'd been convinced that all of them were as hot as the sun. My mom always laughed at me.
To this day.
To this day, she's still laughing. Man. All right.
I loved it.
That's pretty good.
It's a good pretty time. Good.
I can't think of anything, though, that like is embarrassing, though, that I'd be embarrassed to admit that I thought was... I mean, some of those I agree with. You know, like, I thought the whole dome light thing, yeah, I believe that.
I absolutely
that.
Believe that. Yeah. Like I said, today, believe that.
Yeah.
Blows my mind.
I can't think of anything else.
Well, you learn something every day on this
you
show.
You do. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't give me the glare.
Well, we know what you learned, sicko.
I learned some things today, too. I'm not going to repeat them, though.
Yeah.
The best of a freak accident. Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where a freak accident continues all day, every day. Visit afreakaccident.com and click on connect.
I really, really like this final segment here we've got for you on the best of a freak accident. It is mind-blowing facts, sticking with the fact theme from the last segment, mind-blowing facts that sound like they should be fake, but are actually 100% true. This is from May 2nd, 2019, and also a little bit of added a freak accident trivia for you. This was the very first appearance of Kara. Yeah, this is when Lazy E asked Kara to fill in when Mickey and I didn't show up to record the show 1 week. So it's your first ever Kara encounter right now on the best of a freak accident.
You see, Mickey normally gets mad when me and Chris go do the gyrating. You see, Kara's getting into this. Okay, it's over. I'm sorry.
It's over.
Yeah, that probably is an HR problem here. I'm probably gonna have to fill out a paper for that. I just took that test. Did you do that?
I haven't even gotten the link yet.
Oh, well, it's been done for a while.
Yeah, I keep asking them.
These sexual harassment trainings at a corporate center, it's hilarious because there's, I'll give you a heads up.
Yeah, thanks.
There's one question where it asks, like, what are sexual, is this not sexual harassment, but harassment in general? And one was, my boss, I'm a Muslim, and my boss told me not to go into the sales area because when I get mad, they think I'm going to blow up buildings. I'm like, where did that example come from? I was like, oh my God, that was actually said?
I feel like all of those examples are just, yeah, that can't be great.
But these blow your mind even more than that.
Right.
My favorite site, BuzzFeed, because they tell me what crayon I'm going to be and what member of Seventh Heaven I am. But they sometimes have some gems like this. They have 75. We are not going to do 75 of them, but they're facts that sound completely fake but are 100% true.
Okay.
And there's a couple of these I knew, and it actually blows your mind. Try to breathe and swallow at the same time. You can't.
All right. Wait.
Like, even out your nose.
Oh, no, you really can't.
You can't.
That's weird.
And kind of going on the same subject, it's also impossible to hum while holding your nose. Go ahead. Watch.
Nope, it stopped. It was like residual toward the end for a second,
like,
there.
Please!
And then the air ran out and it was over.
Yeah, it just says,
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, because it's kind of the same with the breathe and swallow thing. It all comes from one canal.
Right. Yeah, I guess it makes sense.
Yeah. This one's pretty cool.
Okay.
If you fold a piece of paper 42 times, it would reach the moon.
Wait.
If you folded a piece.
If you folded it, that doesn't make sense. Because how could you even fold it 42 times?
Wait a second. Is there some things over here? Let me see this real quick. Because I think I could. Oh, yeah. Here, paper folding to the moon. I got this idea from Michael. Let's see. How many times would you have to fold a piece of paper onto itself to reach the moon? And it says 42.
So how big of a piece of paper is it?
You see a pattern here? 41. Well, you get slightly more halfway to the moon. 42. Oh my God, this is very confusing. I mean, I believe them because there's a whole site on this. Really? Yeah, there's a whole, it's on scienceblogs.com, which I would assume knows science.
Yeah.
It says, let's see how they figure it out. I don't know how thick one piece of paper is, but I know it's pretty thin. I can, however, estimate how big those 500 page reams are. They're about 2 inches high, so maybe that's about 5 centimeters. That means one page is about 0.01 centimeters high, and what of the moon? Just read this article.
Yeah,
I'll agree with them.
I'm having a little trouble visualizing this.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me. Ah, but this is interesting. Have you ever been scared to go to the ocean because of sharks?
Yes, and like everything else in the ocean.
Well, coconuts kill more people than sharks every year.
What? How? Like falling off the tree?
No, they run up and shoot them. What did you think happened? That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I don't know. Like maybe like coconut juice or whatever it's called. Water? Milk? What is coconut? What is it?
What?
Maybe like the juice of the coconut is poisonous to people and that's how they die? Or are we talking coconuts falling off trees? I've got you thinking now.
No.
You're thinking of what to
I'm
say
I'm starting
to
think I'm going to side with the anti-vaxxers now.
All right, just...
They kill people.
Okay, got it.
And sharks aren't that... Don't kill many people.
Right. You just hear about it.
Exactly. You don't hear, oh, coconut kills a man today.
Right. Which, though, you think they'd pay attention to that. Seems like a story.
Yeah, coconut, CN coconut. That's
so
that's
weird. Okay.
The Coconut News Network. That's what CNN is. All right. This one doesn't get weird until you really think about the letters. Umapisidin is upside down spelled upside down. It's actually different letters in the alphabet because when you flip it upside down, it's UMOPAPISDN. Upside down doesn't have, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Blows your mind.
Wow.
Blows your mind. Brussels sprouts grow on stalks like corn.
They do?
Check out this picture.
I thought they were kind of like pods or something.
No. Well, they are.
Oh.
Well, I turned off the computer.
Hey, come here. Look at this picture. Ha ha ha. No.
Yeah, there. See? It looks like,
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. I'm pressing all things. I'm not used to this computer.
It does. It looks like...
Yeah, and pineapples grow out of the ground.
Oh, yeah. No, I did know that. Because I went to the Dole pineapple plantation once.
That sounds so racist.
No, it's a real...
I went down to
called?
The plantation.
It's
oh, yeah? Did you wear white sheets down there, too?
No, but we did get lost in a maze. A pineapple maze.
Was it amazing?
It was so amazing. Amazing.
Russia has a larger surface area than Pluto.
Wow.
Yeah. You know,
and
who,
it's just as cold.
Yeah, and if you don't believe that, Putin will kill you.
Is what it is.
Saudi Arabia imports camel from Australia.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. What?
Saudi Arabia. They import their camels. So Australia, they export kangaroos and camels.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
So
why?
Funny. Really? That's...
Hippo milk is pink.
Oh.
There's something for you.
Strawberry milk.
This one, we actually covered on a previous segment a couple podcasts ago. You can go to freakaccent.com and click on podcast. You can scroll back and just look up movie facts or something like that. You'll see that. But Woody from Toy Story has a full name.
He does?
Yeah. It's Woody Pride.
Ooh.
Yeah. And the toy Barbie has a full name.
What's her name?
Barbie Millicent Roberts. BMR.
So romantic.
Yeah. Oh, there's another one. Mr. Clean has a full name.
What? We've always been so like proper with Mr. Clean.
Yeah, I guess at one point he was a little clean and they didn't have to care about it.
Yeah.
It's veritably clean.
Oh.
I don't know what the word veritably means.
I think
means.
It's like probably like truthfully clean. Like,
let's see.
I think that's what veritably means.
Veritably definition. Okay. We're going to find out what that's actually.
See if I'm right.
Being, in fact, the thing named not false, not unreal, or
truth.
You got it.
Yes.
See, use it in a sentence. This is why those kids always do it at those stupid. I didn't say thank you. So
you just Googled something.
Oh,
you didn't even need to.
Here's something crazy. The word swims upside down is still swims.
I could see that.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, because.
Like, I can literally see it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's not something you have to think very hard about.
Like, it's right there. Yeah.
Oh, the Cookie Monster has a real name, too.
Really?
It's Sid.
Aw, poor Sid.
Sid Cookie Monster. Huh. Carrots were originally purple. There's something neat to know.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder why they're not anymore.
What?
I wonder why carrots were originally purple?
Yeah.
I know. I wonder why they're not anymore. Seems like
life?
An interesting thing.
Life made it that way?
Life.
Ooh.
Because I said so?
We went back to the shark thing. Let's revisit that. Vending machines are twice as likely to kill you than a shark.
What?
Yeah. So that vending machine out in the office, watch out.
Yeah.
It gonna kill you. Cap you. Oh, this is crazy. This is actually insane. When did this article come out? Okay, it didn't come out too long ago, so this still stands true. Now, not talking about the remake, but in a few months, The Lion King will have been released closer to the moon landing than to the day.
What?
That's how far we are removed.
That's
from The Lion King.
Outrageous.
I feel sick.
Ew, me too.
This one we went over last week, but since you weren't here, Kara, Betty White is actually older than sliced bread. She was born in 22, sliced bread 28.
Wow.
Boom. How you like that? How you like that? A strawberry isn't a berry, but a banana is.
Okay.
Avocados and watermelons.
Are berries?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bananas, avocados, watermelons, berries, strawberries, no. But it's called a strawberry.
Yeah.
Interesting.
There's some blow your mind.
Yeah.
There are more fake flamingos in the world than real flamingos. I could tell that by really junky backyards.
Yep.
You don't have a family member that has that, do you?
No, we have no baubles in our yards of any kind.
Oh, this one I want to try. All right. Everybody try this while you're listening. Well, might have to pause it. But if you put your finger in your ear and scratch, it sounds like Pac-Man. Oh my God, it does. Waka waka.
Yeah, it does. Waka 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 waka.
Oh, I'm going to. Deaf people will never know that.
That's not fair. It's not fair.
Oh.
That's something everyone should experience.
Oh my God. That's how big a traffic light is?
What?
Just look at it. That's how big a traffic light is. It's like half a body. That's half a body of like a 5'6" person.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
Wow.
There's more tigers in Texas than in the rest of the world.
Wow. Texas.
Yeah. How about that?
Tigers.
And our 10th president, I'll end it with this. Our 10th president, John Tyler, has a grandson who's alive today.
Wow. What?
His name's Stephen Tyler. No. That's really that was really, really weird.
Oh.
I apologize for that. That was just terrible.
I still love listening back to all those segments and remembering them fondly or, you know, with trepidation, whatever. But I hope you enjoyed this Best of a Freak Accident installment. Of course, I am Chris Go. And again, I also hope that you had a great Thanksgiving, that you and your family hopefully didn't tear each other apart. Hopefully you just spent most of the time tearing apart turkey legs. But we will be back with a brand new episode next week. In the meantime, we do encourage you to, as always, hit our website up, afreakaccident.com. You can visit the podcast section. And again, I gave you those date stamps for all those segments. You can go back and find, according to the date, the whole episode that those segments were from. Listen back on the old stuff. We've got 300 plus episodes now. It's not like you're going to be running short on content anytime soon. You can also visit our shop. If you like the show a lot, what better way to support us than by buying some merch? We have a t-shirt for you that actually actually is a pretty cool shirt, I think. It's only $19.99 plus shipping. And you can also request free stickers as well. So we'll get you those stickers in the mail, sent out to you lickety-split-like, and you just got to fill out the form there, provide your mailing address, and we will do that. Of course, we also have our Connect section of our website. Click Connect, and we've got links there to everywhere you can find us on social media. So there's no excuse for you to not to come say hi and feel like you are a part of the show and, you know, make friends with us. We love meeting new people and finding out that we engage and entertain folks from around the world. So, yeah, come say hi on social media via the Connect tab. Of course, the most important thing is to subscribe and leave a good review wherever you listen to podcasts, because two of the most important things for a podcast is subscription numbers and a solid history of good reviews. So you will help us beat the podcast algorithm by doing either one or both of those things. We would love you for it. Of course, like I said, next week, a brand new episode coming your way. We hope that you're looking forward to it. We hope you enjoyed this, the best of a freak accident. On behalf of Lazy E, Kara, and Mickey, my name is Crisco, reminding you that you might think you have it all figured out until a freak accident happens. Catch you soon.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. You're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes. A freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.